Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for March 13th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, a major winter storm is going to be moving into our tri-state area today. We'll have more on that in our second segment with Farm Director and Meteorologist Mick Kerr and also Warning Coordinator from the National Weather Service, Greg Gus. That's coming up in just a bit. In farm news, the Trump administration Tuesday released its proposal for allowing year-round sales of E15 fuels. The proposal would remove a barrier that limited the year-round sales while also making changes to credits refiners use to prove that they are using biofuel. In a news release, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler stated the EPA is working to propose and finalize these changes by the summer driving season and is also the date when E15 sales were restricted. The proposal would provide a reed vapor pressure waiver for the summer months that historically have been applied only to E10. Capitol Hill lawmakers expect a repeat of earlier budget actions when Congress ignored previous White House proposals to cut the Department of Agriculture and other agency spending. Don't expect a proposed 15% cut to the USDA programs. Don't expect a proposed 15% cut to the USDA programs when Congress finally writes the USDA spending bill. That's the message coming from both the Democratic and GOP lawmakers, like Iowa Republican and Senate Ag member Chuck Grassley.
Whether you have a Republican or Democrat president, a president proposes, Congress disposes. We have power of the purse. So we're going to make the decision. If the president doesn't like it, he can veto it.
And agriculture's opposition to the USDA cuts is already on full display, even at the Senate finance hearing that had nothing to do with the budget. Top Ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow.
The budget is a 31% cut in farm bill programs for rural America that was overwhelmingly supported by the Senate, plus a 15% cut to the USDA.
Ag Chair Pat Roberts summarily rejected one cut.
We're not cutting crop insurance. Get a hold of the budget.
Which is in the president's budget.
We are not cutting crop insurance to the degree they say it's reform. It's not. We've got the program, and that's the one thing that farmers, ranchers, and growers all over the country said was the number one issue.
The EPA is proposing an updated definition under the Clean Water Rules so farmers and ranchers can do a better job of understanding them. Don Parrish, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, says the clarification by the EPA is a step towards common sense regulation.
This clarification hopefully brings a lot of common sense to the definition of what is in the federal government's ability to regulate. A common sense definition, we think, will do two things: provide an opportunity for the nation to have clean water, but also provide clear rules that farmers need in order to operate their farms.
The comment period for the proposal closes on April 15th. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.